And this week, hello. What's going on? I'm Natalie. Nat Nash, dried up. We've got episode 5 this week, and I must say we've kind of taken a turn since last week. Excited to say I'm super happy to be in this journey finally and to be talking about it all. This past week has been monumental in making changes, making goals, being solid with them. And I do believe in signs, and like the world is just showing both of us that this is going well. Ashley is 5 pounds away from her goal weight. And let me tell you, since I've known Ashley, when I first met her, she was eating chicken wings for lunch and taking shots of Fireball and taking naps. And she's lost like 40 pounds now, I think is her goal, 45, I think. She's 5 away from that. She's become an incredibly different person. Very, very excited about that and excited for her. And I'm really excited how my life is changing as well. Feels great. Also, I just love how my skin looks. For real, my skin looks amazing. It just, I've never thought that before. So anyway, just wanted to give you that little vainness this morning. And hope you guys enjoy. This is Person of Interest, Nat Nass, Dried Up, episode 5. All right, Ashley Dawn, it is February 4th. We are in this today. How you doing?
I'm doing really well. It is Thursday.
Thursday. Woo-hoo. And you're still, let's see, I'm on day 41. Still kicking. We're excited about all this.
Yeah. Wait, I have that Easy Quit Drinking app.
Uh-huh.
And usually I don't update it or whatever, don't ever look at it. And I just want to say that so far I'm on day 34.
Mm-hmm.
And I've saved, this is a guesstimate, $295.
Heck yeah.
By
dude.
Not drinking. I was guessing I spent like $60 a week on alcohol. So I'm very proud of that.
Really? Congratulations. I'm very, very proud of you, too.
Thank you. I'm not sure where the $300 went.
You always find a way.
Maybe to Amazon.
Let's see. I do have one of those apps for smoking because I am, again, on day 42, not smoking here. And before, I would say I smoked a couple cigarettes a day, American Spirits. I have avoided 79 cigarettes. I've saved $33.
Heck yeah.
And I've won back, this is what I love, 7 hours of my life.
Oh, I'm always interested in how they calculate that. Isn't I'm that sure crazy? It is explained somewhere.
It's the time. I think it's like the amount of time it takes to smoke a cigarette.
Oh, my gosh.
You just spend standing and inhaling. All right.
Girl, yay.
Well, I want to know for you, if you could describe your week in one word, what would it be this past week?
Busy.
Okay.
Because I think I'm now overbooking myself in other things to just kind of keep going.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh my God, am I distracting myself from life? Am I not taking enough time to chill? Because we know I'm bad at that.
Uh-huh.
I would say busy, but I've been going to bed earlier.
Good.
And I've been sleeping way better.
Good.
Like, I usually, I don't know, I'm a light sleeper, or if I wake up in the middle of the night to go pee or something, I can't go back to sleep. I've been sleeping great.
Awesome.
And I haven't been napping during the day. So good. I think with the combination of not drinking and just making healthier choices and being more in tune with my body, it's paying off, you know, not all at once, but just in like little things. Like I don't have to go take a 3-hour nap like I used to.
Yeah.
Or something.
Good for you. Heck yeah. I can say same with me on that. Definitely sleeping a whole lot better. My place is tough to sleep in as it is, but I'm sleeping a lot better, which is freaking huge. Huge, 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 huge. And I want to say with overbooking yourself, I know that world as well. Just be careful of burnout. I've been burnout so much, babe. If you need help on that, let me know. We can do a whole other podcast about that. But
perfect.
I would say this month I have not been burning myself out, and it has been amazing. I feel like a different person on that. Well, did you make your goals?
Of yoga and stuff?
Yes. Whatever. What were your goals?
I can't remember.
Doing more yoga and Pilates still?
Definitely. Yes. I signed up now for, here we go.
We did a Pilates class together.
Yeah, that was fun. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to that one and now another one that's closer to my house.
Great.
To make it go with my weird schedule. So I'm signed up to do Pilates 3 times a week.
Awesome. And how were you tested at all this week? Did you have any times when like you really wanted to drink or you really wanted to go to do anything which made it hard?
To be honest with you, so my boyfriend did dry January with me, but now he's like, is it off the wagon or is he on the wagon if he drinks?
I don't know how that
whatever
goes.
Part of the wagon he's on or off. Maybe for like a second when he was talking about having a drink at dinner, like when we went out to eat. But then just like my body's acting so differently to stuff now, I'm like, I don't even really want that. I just, it'll make me feel bloated. I definitely don't think I'm at a point where I would stop at one if I did drink one, even if it made my belly hurt.
Yeah.
So it was like a little bit of a conflict of like, and then I just realized I'm all right. I'm good. And in that sense, I'm like, maybe I'll just eat some wings or have like the calories in food is kind of how I.
Gotcha.
I don't know. So he's going to drink, which is fine. He can do whatever he wants.
Uh-huh.
But it's there's too much going right now to resort back.
All right. Good for you.
At least at this point.
And how are you changing?
Oh, my God. So much is changing. I am like literally caring about what goes into my body. Like I before would just eat everything and drink everything. And that's how I got into the situation I've gotten. I lost, I think I said it last time, 10 pounds mm-hmm. in January. And
congratulations. You look great.
Thank you. I feel good. I feel good. So I just am more aware and I'm like more in tune with like, would I go there because like it used to be involved with drinking or is that what I really want to do right now? Like if it's a sports bar to go watch a game.
Yeah.
Am I going to watch the game or am I going? Why am I going? I don't know. I'm just more in tune, involved.
Yeah, good for you.
What about you?
All right. I would say the same thing. Weak in one word. Grateful.
Oh, I love that word.
Yeah. Did I make my goals? I don't think so. I don't know. If my goal was to become a fitness instructor, to be honest, I don't remember.
That was your goal for January, girl.
I don't know if I'm going to do it. I'm not going to lie. Throughout listening to myself and listening to my body and everything this month, I've realized that maybe what I thought I wanted, I don't. And I was just talking to someone about it today. Like, I'm going to do it anyway because I paid the money to do the stuff, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I don't want to. Like, nothing about it. I have no desire to do it. Maybe I will at another point in life. But not right now. I just, it feels like, ugh. I have not even opened or read one word of the package.
Yeah, you're not excited about it.
Not at all.
Which I think it kind of stinks that you spent your money. But also, I mean, it can, more can be made. And it's like a little lesson.
And it's not, well, it's not all about money. I mean, it's not all about money at all. And if you make it about money, then you're going to lead to no avail. And it's that I feel like that's a fast goal and that's not a long-term goal. And I feel like I'm trying to make long-term goals here, you know?
That's smart.
And as someone said to me this morning, I told them, I'm still going to do it as I pay the money. And they were like, yo, you paid $400 to not make a lifetime commitment. Like, heck yeah.
I think that's
like,
one
good point.
Sorry for cutting off. Right? One thing through that is just one thing through this. Oh, I sound like I drank. Can't even talk. Is learning that it's okay to push your goals back or that they change.
Yeah. And I think that's really, that's what I've been, how I think that's how what I'm learning and how I'm changing is realizing just to go with the flow and not stick to these static goals that I've, that like I don't really want to do. I feel like I've been doing that my whole life of like, no, I said I was going to do this or I'm doing this so because I have to because of whatever reason and not like I don't like none of this brings me joy. One thing that I've learned this past month, and I mean this in a really positive way, of really evaluating my life and being in tune to everything, is realize that like not very much of my life that I was leading brought me any joy.
You were just going through the motions and doing like what you were used to doing.
Yeah.
Like habitual or whatever.
And then so even like exercising right now isn't bringing me as much joy as it did before, which I think is why I don't. Cause I think I had an unhealthy relationship with exercising at the end of it, to be real. Just like it's just part of my daily thing. I exercise because I ate too much or whatever. You know what I mean? And I would overdo it. And then this week, really listening to my body, listen to this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been really into snowboarding, which I've been like freaking loving. Right. So I've been like three times in the past 2 weeks.
Woo-hoo.
So on Monday, Sunday exercise. On Monday, I got up and did the 6 a.m. class. It was great. And then Monday night, I was really tired, but I'm like, I'm going to make myself go snowboarding. So I go snowboarding, and I lose my debit card.
Uh-oh.
All right? But I was really tired, but it was okay. I went home, went to bed. The next morning, I woke up to go to this 6:30 a.m. class, and my body and everything was telling me, like, don't go. Just fucking sleep. But you get charged $15 every time you don't go to a class now in COVID. So I was like, I have so many late fees. Like, I'm not doing this. Like, I'm not going to do the $15. So I go to class. What do? I get hurt. And I'm like, you know what? The past 24 hours, I've made myself do these things that I don't really want. And then to be honest about it. And then like that day, I like gained 2 pounds. And I was like, of just stress. I've been over exercising and like not eating. How is this working. But I feel like that was just a direct reflection of decision making. So I'm taking that to heart, and I'm going to push that off. I'm not going to stress about not becoming an instructor anymore. And this is my thing of like, no, and that's on the back burner for now. And now I'm going through just really excited to be feeling, approaching life in a whole different manner and dealing with other things, you know, but I'm just happier. Now I look in the mirror and I'm like, girl, you look good.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think right now, just hearing all of that, of you made yourself go snowboarding, you made yourself go to the class, and then it's just kind of little things are showing up for you, like, hey, maybe you shouldn't do that, losing the debit card, getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is maybe a milestone for you in admitting, like, I'm going to start listening to myself. I don't want to be a fitness instructor. And it's funny for our listeners, you know, because we're going to say we're doing this. It's okay for us to be like, we're not.
I know. Yes. Huge. And this is something that I'm just now, I was really scared, honestly, also because of this podcast of like, well, my accountability buddy, I said I was going to do this. I have to do it. But I'm like, but my body and mind is telling me not to.
And I'm saying follow that. I support that, sister.
And also, I want to say so much. Do you believe in signs and the universe and everything?
Of course. That's why you lost your debit card and you got hurt, unfortunately.
Exactly. And also, so many other amazing things have happened in my life in 2021 so far. Like, it is freaking, everything is snowballing. Like, I want to give a shout out for real. I don't like plugging businesses, but this is for real. Flourish Ayurveda has, like, changed my world. Logan and Julia there are amazing people. You have got to go check them out at the Breathing Room if you can. They are just, they're amazing. I truly, wholeheartedly believe in everything that they're doing, and they totally changed my world.
And
so
I've
that was
now
awesome.
Twice said, I'm going to go there. So here's my third time saying, I'm going to go there.
That's
I'm
cool.
going to get there.
Yes.
Awesome.
Put it on the list at some point to do. And also another, I just feel like all these things keep happening that are supporting the direction that I'm going in, including this was really awesome. The other day, I got on the City Beat thing to vote for the Jeff and Jen Morning Show, my coworkers, mm-hmm. to vote for them for like best radio show of the year, because I was just at work doing like my show prep. And as I went to go vote for them, I saw that my name was on the list. My name was on the list. And I was like,
yes.
And I immediately thought, this is a joke. Who did this? Like, I looked at Freddie and I was like, did you do this? Like, what? Because voting was already supposed to be over and they extended it. So I was like, this.
I'm glad they did, because you got my vote, girl.
And then I went to like all my other friends in the Cincinnati area and was like, did you put my name on this list? Because it just says Natalie Jones. It doesn't
she
say
Q&Q
or like anybody else, you know? And everyone has said no. And I'm like, then somebody else must have, somebody must have done it as a joke or something.
No, not a joke.
I'm like, no.
This is for real.
Yeah. So I don't care who wins. But I'm just like so excited and like flattered that I am even on that list. And it's just like another sign of like, just keep going, girl. So all of that is amazing. It's also, a lot of people have reached out that they are going on their own journeys.
Yes.
And super, super excited about that. Congratulations to everyone, even my mother.
What?
Yes.
Stop it.
Yes. My mom is like, I don't know, I just haven't been drinking. Just like, stopped it. You know, my we are have a cocktail at night just before you go to bed, have a whiskey before you go to bed type of fam. And she's
not doing it. Holy cow.
So I'm picking her up on Friday. I'm really excited about it. She's staying till Tuesday.
Oh, my gosh.
We're just going to cook all weekend.
Like sober
and like,
together.
And she can't smoke in my place or out my window, and she knows that.
Or in your new car.
Or my new car, and she's super respectful about it and everything.
Oh,
so
my gosh. This is so much like happy, good things happening. For like, I'm like lost for words.
Yes. Thank you. So I'm like, this is all so great. And like, I hate to admit it because like your journey is more fitness and weight loss.
Yeah.
And mine is like, I think I'm gaining weight, which sucks. But it's also like, honestly, I'm just eating more than I did before. And
well, you were drinking your calories before.
So true. Or just smoking them and skipping meals. But I will, but that'll even itself out. And I'm just like, not worried about it at this point. I mean, I am, but not as much as I was before. You know, and
you
like,
are kicking ass.
I'm pretty stoked about it. Not gonna lie. Life is pretty dope right now. And honestly, I just keep feeling better and better. And life just keeps getting better.
Oh my, that's so powerful.
And that's it. Like,
and it's showing up. Like it's showing up with that nomination that you have no idea. It's not a joke.
Mm-hmm.
You're not sure where it came from.
Yeah.
It's because you deserve it. You know? And your mother, like, you guys have always had this drinking relationship, and now she's going to potentially cut back. I mean, come on.
I know. I'm very, very happy for her. I'm very happy for her and very, and like, and my brother, my older brother.
I've met him once.
Mm-hmm. He's great. And yeah, just like everything is getting so much, so much better. Everything. Yeah. And
I am excited. I am so excited for you.
Thank you so much. And I'm so excited for you and everything that you're going on in your life. Ashley is crushing it. We were just talking about before we turn the mics on here. And you're inspiring me a whole lot.
Oh, good.
It's true.
And I've inspired my boyfriend for the dry January he did. He lost 10 pounds and got off blood pressure medicine.
He told me that, yes.
And I had an old boss reach out from years and years and years ago and said that her and her husband participated in dry January and that he is going to his doctor to talk about quitting smoking.
Yeah.
And he wants to incorporate an exercise routine, that they were totally fine doing it, felt great. They found themselves a little bored.
Yeah.
At times. So it's like, you know, I can't believe it.
I'm super excited.
For both of us and for the people that are doing this with us.
Yes, dude. Everyone, keep going, no matter what your journey is. And also remind you that, like, sometimes shit sucks. Like, this morning, I woke up and, like, all I wanted to do was eat a cookie. And then I came into work and somebody had sent me a thank you box of cookies.
Oh,
so you're goddamn right. I ate some cookies for breakfast.
For
whatever. That's how it goes. I was a girl who, I don't even know where she's living right now. She's always bouncing everywhere. She was in Hawaii last time, in Alaska, in Colorado. Whoa. And
talk about polar opposites.
She's all over the place. But she messaged me on Facebook and said she's like, you inspired me to do my own little thing. And her and I were the party queens.
See?
In our own way. Like, I mean, like, her and I would go, like, I would do things when I was partying a lot in my heyday, which I honestly love these memories of, like, if my pants were, like, bothering me, I would just take them off and go to the party without pants. Like, it's fine. Underwear is like a bathing suit,
it's
even though it's October. Fuck off.
Oh, my God, Natalie. I'm glad we didn't know each other then. It would have been wild.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah. I say we continue to ride this wave.
Yes.
So tell me what your goal is now. Do you have a goal for February?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So mine is dietary related as well. So even though I ate the cookies this morning, I am legit gluten intolerant, and it really messes up my intestines and my body and my body chemistry. And I've known that, and I've always drank beer anyway. But when I'm drinking beer, I don't want to eat as much bread. But it's legit for me. So I'm taking that more seriously and just cleaning up the diet, because right now my diet has been shit. But it's getting better. I've quit like a
part
lot
of the healing process.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So what about you? So me is dietary.
Okay. Mine is still focused on losing a little bit more weight. I have 5 pounds to go to my goal.
Congratulations.
So I am going to get there. Yeah.
And congratulations on that. And hold on. Mine is also create a morning routine that works for me. I currently do not have one. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that will be really instrumental to all these things. So what are you going to do to for your weight loss? Continue on what you're doing now?
Probably. And I've, like I said, incorporated the Pilates. And I'm going to throw some cardio in there this month.
Yeah.
I miss my little dance class.
Yeah, dude.
Vibe Dance Fitness. It's so fun.
You know what? I miss dancing as well.
I just miss dancing because, like, I would go out, yes, to drink, but I'd also be dancing. Hey.
Yes.
So I'm just going to go dancing out.
Ooh. And also want to say, you don't have these temptations, but I want to drink like pretty much almost every day. Every time I get hungry, I want to drink. It's a trigger. I used to, instead of eating food, I would just like have a glass of wine or whatnot or smoke a cigarette for pretty much my entire life. So that has been a definite trigger for me, but I'm so proud that it hasn't been controlling my life. So
I love that for you.
There you
go. Yes, girl.
All right. Well, Ashley, you got to get going. You have an exercise class to get to right now, actually.
I do. This has been a lovely conversation. I can't wait till next week.
It's been amazing. I love you, girl. Cheers.
I love you. Cheers.
Anything else you want to say?
That's it.
You're the best. All right. Bye, guys. See you next week.
Bye.
All right. And if you like that, you know, you can like, subscribe, leave stuff in the comments. Tell your friends about it. DM us. You can follow us on Instagram. I am at Nat Jones. That's NatJooo. NES. Ashley is ashley.on.air. And you can also email natalie@wkrq.com and ashley@b105.com. We love you guys. Thank you so much. You can also Google Nat and Ash all the time, or Natalie and Ashley, blah, 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 for any of your needs. And if you know anyone who's struggling with addiction or anything of the like, You can always call 1-800-662-4357. You can find help no matter where you are. People are always here. And you know, you can also just write or call us. We here for you. Love you. See you next week.